Blog Talk Radio.
Turnbuckle fans, welcome to another Buddhist special of the show, here to talk about the homecoming event for All-Star Pro Wrestling happening this coming Saturday in Shelbyville, Indiana. With us, like usual, represented by All-Star Pro Wrestling, we have Troy Van Zant with us, I believe. Mr. Van Zant, how are you this evening?
I'm doing good, Tonga. How are you, brother?
Not doing too bad tonight. Now, the fans listening today might be wondering why this event is called Homecoming. It is a homecoming for one of Shelbyville's favorite sons. You want to explain why the title of the show?
Well, the way we look at it, it's more than just a homecoming of the Bostics. It's a homecoming of the Van Zants, Clint Poe. Everybody's kind of been pushed aside for the last couple of years on some of the other company around here. We're all coming home, you know, we're taking back over the town, putting on good shows. So that's kind of what the title means to us.
Now, you also have a couple of new faces to All-Star Pro Wrestling, and they're going to be featured pretty prominently on this show. They made the poster even. We have the aforementioned Dylan Bostic making his debut for the new company, as well as former NWA World Heavyweight Champion Iron Man Rob Conway. This should be big, and the company moving into a bigger building yet again.
Yeah.
What's it like having people join you as you make your way into the bigger building?
That's a great feeling. I mean, I don't know how to put this. I don't know. I appreciate everybody coming in, trying to help us grow and build. Dylan's been a big part of it. Rob Conway's came in lately and helped us out a lot. To me, it's about giving back to the community and putting on the best matches possible. So to me, that's a main event, like a main event in any building and anywhere in this country. So, I mean, I just wanted to give them the best they can get.
It looks like we are joined by someone else out your way. Do we have the other person from the Indiana area code?
You bet your sweet ass you do.
We have Mr. Tom Van Zant with us. Well, Troy, can you tell us what your brother is going to be doing this coming Saturday?
He's got a big, huge grudge match with Apollo Starr. And here's another fun fact that a lot of people may not realize. The Van Zants and Soul Shooters have had years and years and years of feuds. But this is the first time you'll ever see Apollo Starr and Tom Van Zant in a singles match in this state or anywhere. So it's a big match.
And it's going to be the last one for Apollo.
That's big words, Apollo Starr. Accomplished tag team wrestler, but he's also had quite a bit of success recently branching out in the singles. You're pretty confident this is going to be the last meeting after you're done with him on Saturday?
See, Dying Guy, you need to do some research here. I, as well, have accomplished a lot in a singles career. So it's not just Apollo Starr being Mr. Head Cheese. No, 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 no. I'm a big dog, too. With a whole lot bigger bite.
Oh, I know you're a big singles star, too. I'm just saying Apollo recently branching out into the singles realm, and he's had some success He's a little bit newer possibly than you are to singles. You've been a singles and a tag for many, many years. Apollo a little bit newer to the single scene. Not a lot to scout as far as singles for Apollo for you. You think that maybe he's got a few tricks up his sleeve that he can't show as a tag team that as a singles he'll be able to execute?
See, what you don't realize, the Sons of Bastardy is in the house. So he's already out. Apollo's there all by himself, all alone in the Bad Street world. So it doesn't look too good for Apollo from my point of view. And if you're smart, from your point of view as well.
Well, you got the match with Apollo Starr, and your brother just said it's a big grudge match. Do you want to tell the listeners why the personal animosity between you and Apollo? I know that the Soul Shooters and TVZ go back many, many years over many, many promotions, but why the personal animosity towards one of the members?
Well, first off, he's a punk. That's first off. Second off, I don't know. This last time we wrestled in our tag for the tag titles, me and Mr. Black, we had these. The Sons of Bad Street, we should have came home the tag champions. But no. See, they seem to, go below the belt. And they improvised, and they accomplished, and yes, they won. But they didn't win fair.
Now, Troy, looking at things objectively, where do you see this match going? Do you think this is going to be the start of something long-term, or do you think your brother's right and he's going to end it relatively quickly?
Well, if I know Apollo like I know him, he ain't going to quit. And I know Tom ain't going to quit. So, I mean, I can see this boiling over and carrying on for a while.
It's only over when I say it's over.
You got two top dogs getting ready, the butt head. You never know what's going to happen.
Now, last time in Shelbyville, there was a successful defense by Clint Poe, and he's still the guy to beat up there in Shelbyville right now. I think he's kind of had a hot streak going. A lot of buzz behind Clint Poe. Tom, do you think that once you get past Apollo, you're going to head right back in the direction of Clint Poe? Because last time you were on this program, you made it pretty clear you wanted to take him out and teach him that it was still Tom Van Zandt's time in this business.
I pick and choose what I want. I'm never going to say I'm not going to come after somebody because you never know what I'm going to do. But I think Clint needs to worry about Joey Owens first.
That is true. JKO has been around for a very, very long time, has held many different championships. But, Troy, do you think that he's going to be ready for someone the size of Clint Poe?
Well, being that Joey's a veteran of, 20 years, 25 years, the guy was literally born into the business. I'm sure he's dealt with guys like Clint before, and I'm sure he's ready for Clint. And I know Clint, he's all pumped up, amped up, for his big title defense, so he'll be out there ready to go. But I'm sure it'll be a top-line match. People won't be disappointed.
Absolutely not. I go all the way back to JKO's very first matches, which couldn't have been more than 20 years ago because that'd mean we were only four. But I've seen him defeat some large men in my day, but I don't know if anyone has the momentum that Clint Poe does. He's not only a big man, he's very popular with the fans, and sometimes in the heat of battle, that little bit extra adrenaline rush, that can make the difference. Do you think that Clint Poe's got enough fan support that he can overcome the experience and the potential deviousness of JKO, because he's learned all the dirty tricks in his career? He could pull them out at any time.
I know Clint's riding pretty high right now. He's done something that nobody in the state's been able to do, and that put Drew Skills down for a three count. With that said, I mean, to me, that means Clint could probably beat any man in the world right now. But like you said, Joey being the veteran and pulling out of the tricks, hopefully Clint's got a clear mind and thinking about that and keeping that in the back of his mind and not too pumped up over his win over Drew.
Tom, your brother just said that Clint Poe could defeat any man.
See, every time I call and you speak, it seems like you are the main man to try to stir the pot. What is that?
I'm not stirring. I'm just pointing out that is what your brother said.
I mean, name anybody else
right now
that's been Drew Skills. I can't name anybody. And right now, I mean, I'm not going to take any away from Drew. Drew's been he's the man around here right now. And hey, Clint did what I didn't think he could do. I mean, I'm not trying to doubt Clint in any way. I just didn't think he had what it took, and he proved me wrong.
Now, Drew Skills, I believe, coming back this week to All-Star Pro Wrestling. Can you tell us, Troy, what he has going for Saturday?
I know the four matches that's been advertised. There's also a new general manager coming in, and he's got some surprises he's going to lay down for everybody at night. And that might involve Drew Skills. So pretty much Drew will be there. Drew will be wrestling. Who, we don't know yet. It's all in this new commissioner or general manager's hands.
Well, that's a pretty big announcement in and of itself, a brand new general manager. Is there anything that we know about this general manager going in? Do we know what kind of power he'll have? Do we know who he answers to, if anyone? Anything like that?
The only person he would answer is the guy above him, and that would be me. I'm not going to give it away too much because it is a surprise and it will shock a lot of people who it is. But this man has done it all in his career, and it just adds power to our group just having him around. So.
Fair enough. Tom, I'm sure you are going to be anxiously awaiting to see who this new general manager is. Do you think having a GM is going to help you? Or do you think that the GM might try to stand in your way as you go to the top of All-Star Pro Wrestling?
Well, first off, once again, there's a lot of first offs with you, man. I don't get this. Anyway, nobody's going to stand in front of me and tell me what I can and can't do. I don't care who the man is or who she is or whoever it is. Nobody's going to stand up to me and tell me what I can and can't do in this business, period. And if they try, him or her, I'll just hit them with an oak stick. It's no thing to me.
Now, I know that in your career, you've dealt with a lot of different GMs and a lot of different promotions. You've been around for a while. Are you pretty confident in your ability to be able to still do what you want to do when you want to do it? Or do you think that this GM is going to make things a little bit trickier now that there's someone there to uphold the rules and regulations?
Right, man, there's only one answer for that. You hear that? Flush your question down the toilet. It's what you can do because nobody is going to stand in my way, period. Me and Bobby Black, we are on a mission, and we're going to fulfill our destiny and our mission to prove our point that we are the best tag team in All-Star Pro Wrestling. We are the two best talent, period, in All-Star Pro Wrestling.
Troy, the question might beg, since Tom is in a singles match this time, what's on tap for the other Sons of Bad Street?
I know Bobby Black's, he's in a match with a star from OVW debuting named Run Thump, Stephon Smith. Was really looking for that to be a very exciting and, you know, fast-paced match. I think Sean, he falls in the same category as Drew. The commissioner might have a little plan for him, or general manager, I'm sorry. So can't give that away right quite yet. But Sean will be there and will be in action.
Now, I know that the Sons of Bad Street still growing in numbers, still looking to capture a lot of titles. You know who the general manager is. Have you had talks with him regarding how much authority he's going to have in order to control the Sons of Bad Street, or are you going to leave that to the discretion of whomever might be the new general manager?
He'll have full power. I mean, he'll have, you know, full right to put people in matches, take people out of matches, give people title shots, take title shots away. So, I mean, he's the new sheriff in town, and everybody's just going to have to deal with these rules and, you know, follow them and, you know, play it good like we all do.
Not all.
You mentioned the new rookie out of Ohio Valley Wrestling, and we talked earlier about Rob Conway making his debut for your company. He, of course, out of the OVW school, he's been around OVW for a very long time, since its first days, basically. Do you think that this kid might be someone that Rob Conway is going to have a close eye on? Do you think maybe he's got a little bit of a connection to this kid that we may not realize going into Saturday?
Me personally, I don't know. I'm sure Rob will have, you know, input for him. I don't know how close they are outside the ring, inside the ring. I've seen videos of Stephon. He's a very talented guy, and I can't wait to, you know, meet him in person. This will be the first time I'm meeting him in person. But everybody I talk to and the videos I've seen, he's a very talented guy, and it'll be a very talented match.
And another win for the Bat Street.
Well, Tom, have you seen the rookie perform yet?
He's no Bobby Black.
That's true. Bobby Black also OVW experience, so a lot of OVW talent or past talent passing through on Saturday in Shelbyville.
And where the place
our goal here at All Star is to give you the best, you know, talent as you can see, regardless of who they're tied to or where they wrestled before. We just want to give this town what they deserve, and that's the best wrestling that's possible in this state, bar none.
Well, Tom, I want to ask you this. We talked a little bit earlier before you came on about Dylan Bostic making his return to Shelbyville this Saturday for All-Star Pro Wrestling. You've known Dylan since he started in this business when he was 18 years old for the first time. What's your thoughts on Dylan Bostic making his return?
I knew Dylan since he was probably 10 years old. But, once again, he's another guy, another pretty boy. As long as he stays out of our way, we ain't got no problems. I wish the kid the best of luck, and I'm proud of everything he's accomplished in his career, and some to continue to the future. But it's All-Star Pro, and anything can happen at any given time to anybody. So if it's Dylan Bostic, Clint Poe, Rob Conway, It doesn't matter who it is, Drew Skills. It doesn't matter who it is. It'll all go down to the power of the Bad Street. And with that, I'm really kind of burnt out on this show, bro. I'm out.
All right, Tom Van Zandt taking his leave of us. Troy, it sounded like Tom not adverse to Dylan Bostic coming in on Saturday. Do you think that potentially there's another son of Bad Street making his way there? We know that he has ties to not only your brother, but to Bobby Black, who is a regular tag partner of his for many years. Do you think that the group is looking to add?
I'm sure the group's always looking to add. As good a talent as Dylan Bostic is, why not? You know, that'd have to be talked out between Tom and Dylan. But I don't see it not being a possibility, you know.
Now, when you look at the Conway and Bostic match, we mentioned that they are OVW alumni. Both of them worked down in OVW for quite some time at different points in their careers. But also, both men, especially Rob Conway, have WWE television experience. Dylan's been on in multiple shows on screen for WWE. Rob Conway, of course, contracted with them for some time. When you got guys that are WWE quality TV wrestlers, do you think that adds a legitimacy to what you're trying to do there in Shelbyville as you continue to grow and go into the bigger building there at the fairgrounds?
Absolutely. I mean, it just, to me, it all, honestly just shows the commitment we have to bringing top talent to these people. Yeah, it adds credibility to us and that we can bring guys like that, and we got that kind of connection. But again, to me, it's just our commitment to the fans of Shelbyville that we're going to bring you the best wrestling as possible. No, bar none, no matter how much money we got to spend, we'll make it happen if they want to see it.
I'll throw out there, I'm not terribly expensive if you're throwing around money.
We definitely have to get Sign Guy down here. If I ever win the belt, I owe you that match, so.
Both Van Zandt owe me a singles title match. I was promised, and then there's like a paid assassin that snapped my leg in half. I didn't get my title shot before they forced me away to the hospital. I was going to tape it up and go, but people frowned on that.
Yeah, they kind of, when your leg's kind of dangling, they kind of frown upon that.
Yeah, a little bit of tape, I would have been fine. Now, there in Shelbyville, this is your, correct me if I'm wrong, your third building change because you keep growing the crowds. Is that right?
Oh, correct. I mean, the first show, like I said before, originally my idea was only do 4 shows this year and then slowly build into it. But, you know, the response and, you know, outpour we got, I felt like we had no choice but to keep trying to grow and keep moving. The fairgrounds have been working with us very good. So we should be there for the rest of the year. I know we got 1 show in Morristown for Derby Days, but the rest of the year we're set in these buildings.
Now, I know that you're from Shelbyville. You've got a name there in Shelbyville. Are there any plans or any talks right now to eventually branching out and trying other towns in addition to Shelbyville?
Absolutely, yeah. We're talking about hitting a couple towns that are not too far from Shelbyville. I don't want to say them on air because someone will try to beat us to it. But, yeah, we're not going to just stay Shelbyville. We're going to try to move it around a little bit and see if we can strike some success in other places.
I would actually pay to see 5-6 promotions fighting it out to get to Bengal, Indiana first.
Well, we're closest to it, so I think it's in Shelby County, right?
Yeah.
So, therefore, there would only be 2 of us. Should be. Anyway, that's another story. That would be a good show for Bing Lenny and all the four people there in the stop sign.
I think there's at least two houses, too.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, can't forget the house.
You know, people be selling out their upstairs to people wanting to look out through the upstairs window, I'm sure.
Right.
Now, Saturday, in addition to moving into the bigger building, you're also, I'm sure, looking at a bigger crowd. Have you had a lot of buzz as far as, like, the social media, just hearing things from people as you're doing your everyday things around Shelbyville, the fans talking about All-Star Pro Wrestling?
Yes. Of course, like any promotion, when you first announce your dates or, you know, your big show coming up, it's real hot. Everybody's wanting tickets, and it slowed down. Now, it's the week of the show, and it's extremely picked up. I'm selling tickets every day. Unlike the other building, I don't have to have a cutoff limit. So as long as people keep showing up, I'll keep putting them in there. I mean, it's sounding like it's going to be bigger than the last show. So that's what we want.
I know that you have Facebook and Twitter and so forth on social media for the company. What's been the response on the social media from fans? Have they been flooding the Twitter and the Facebook, praising the shows, asking how to get tickets, merchandise, so forth, so on?
Yeah, we've had quite a bit of people asking about merchandise come through on the Facebook end. And a lot of people want tickets, wanting to know the schedule, other stars that we might be – I mean, we're getting a lot of hits right now. And a lot of questions, a lot of interest. Only thing I heard bad about the last show was building being too small, which obviously we fixed that. So, I mean, we're doing good things here.
You've only been around for a short while as far as this company goes. I know you got far more experience running companies and putting on shows than the current incarnation, but what's been the biggest adjustment you've had to make in order to make this thing grow as quickly as you had?
Really, I did nothing no different than I'd done before. Promised people a good show and just delivered. I think most people know when they get a show from the Van Zandt that they know it's going to be more about the show and not just hurry up and get your money and get the people out the door, that they're actually going to produce and work hard and not just sit back and take people's money. So I think that helped once we started running. I actually stood up and said, I'm going to run again. And I think that's helped because people know that when we ran the shows, they didn't get bullshit. They got a legit show.
Now, you have a lot of veterans on your roster. We've talked about a lot of them. The Soul Shooters, your brother Tom, Bobby Black, list goes on and on. How important to the success of All-Star Pro Wrestling has it been to having so many veterans that have been around so many different promotions in their career and have knowledge of what it takes to make a show successful, as well as knowing what has hurt promotions before in the past?
Well, having vets around, it's always good because, you know, they know their spot. They know what they're there for. They know their business. I mean, we do have a lot of vets, but we also have a lot of young stars that are coming up and getting noticed around here, too. And what makes our show so good is everybody's on the same page working to make the show good. It ain't about one person or, oh, no, this person's going to get over, so we got to hold him back or anything like that. Everybody knows it's about the show and about the fans, and that's why we're doing so good right now.
We talked about him earlier in the show, but Clint Poe is fairly young in his career. He's got a lot of buzz in Shelbyville. The last time I was out there, I had people stopping me on the street wanting to talk about Clint Poe. He's not too far along in his career, but based on the buzz from the fans and based on what he's been doing in the ring, not only for All-Star Pro Wrestling, but for several organizations, how far do you think this kid's career can go in the next few years?
I mean, honestly, the sky's the limit for Clint. As long as he puts in the work and does what he's supposed to be doing and works hard, he's got unlimited potential. I mean, he's a very solid talent. Like you said, he's been around very long, and he seems to have a good grasp on how the business is supposed to be ran and gone. He keeps putting the work in, keeps working hard. I personally could see him on TV someday. But it's on him. You know, it's not on any promoter or any promotion. It's on how hard he wants to work.
All right. It looks like we've been joined by a few people here. Let's see who we have. We have someone from the 727 area code.
Yeah, what's going on, kid? How you doing?
Doing all right. Who do we have with us?
Hey, guys, this is Calvin just checking in, listening to a little bit of this all-pro wrestling gimmick that this fella is spewing about. He's got the charisma of a fruit fly, though. Don't they have anybody else from this product that could come on here and talk? I mean, I went to sleep 20 minutes ago, woke up, and he's still droning on.
Oh, hello. How are you doing today?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. What's your name, sir? What do you do for the company? Are you part of the Facebook page? Do you set up the ring? Exactly what do you do for this promotion?
Who am I talking to?
Hey, you could call me Mr. Joshua.
Well, you sound like a douchebag, for one.
Listen, green. You're green on the stick. You're green on this radio show. You're terrible. Is there anybody else from the promotion that you guys could have on and talk a little bit about this? I mean, the last thing we need to talk to is the guy that drives the ring truck.
Yeah. Okay, then I guess I do that too. So, point is.
Right.
Well, you can come watch our show and see that I can back up my product and, you know, come check it out. That's all I'm saying. I ain't going to sit here and argue with you and let you try to make me look like an ass. Come check it out, then say something.
All right. Well, that was different, but we have someone else here. Let's check this out. 412 area code.
Hi, guys. It's Bobby.
All right,
Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
How's
it going? A question for Troy Van Zandt?
Yeah, I have a question about Sage Phillips.
Okay, go ahead.
How long has he had cancer, and is it true that his penis is only 2 inches? He's got a body of a 4-year-old boy.
I have no idea. You fucking dumbass.
Wow.
I have no idea.
You sure do get the interesting questions, Troy.
It's always good when the guys from New Era can show it and show their fucking asses. Always good. And they wonder why we're beating our ass monthly on fucking shows.
Well, we were talking about Clint Poe, and I'm wondering, you know, he's been the big man for the company. Do you think that having someone with his experience level being surrounded by so many veterans that are after him are going to force him to get a little bit better than someone that was at his experience level that was lower on the card?
All right, sorry. I was a little frustrated from the fuckhead that called in. It's gonna help Clint. I mean, any young guy coming up, if you're around veterans or guys that have been around the area and done stuff, and they, you know, as long as he absorbs everybody, you can only grow from that. Any wrestlers like that.
Now, you said that you know just a few of the matches so far because the general manager that is going to be revealed has more to announce on Saturday. Do you want to run down a card for the listeners so they know what they're going to pay to see on Saturday when they get there?
Yeah, we have got four matches out there right now advertised, which is Bobby Back versus Run Stomp Stephon Smith. We got Clint Poe versus Joey Owens for the All-Star Pro Championship. We got Rob Conway and Dylan Bostic in the main event. And we got Tom Van Zandt and Apollo Star in a big, huge grudge match.
That right there sounds like a good show. And like I said, Jake Hayo been around since the two of us were 4 years old, 20 years ago. So Clint Poe's got his work cut out for him. Do you think maybe the championship might see its first change?
You never know. If anybody can pull it out, Joey's definitely got the experience and the talent to do it.
And he swings a mean chair.
Yes, he does.
Although, I don't know if he could get the chairman check on Clint Poe. Do you think that's humanly possible?
Nothing's impossible in wrestling. You can make anything happen.
I would pay double the ticket price to see the chairman check applied on Clint Poe.
How much?
I would pay double the ticket price.
Like I said, buy a ticket, show up, you never know what you're going to get. At least it ain't the same boring shit you see at the Boys Club every month.
Hopefully that DVD will come out, and I would gladly pay double the ticket price if there's a chairman check involved. Not that I wouldn't love to see the DVD anyway. And speaking of which, there are shirts available. Am I correct?
Shirts, decals. We got a couple other surprises we're going to be giving the fans that night. So we're giving company. We ain't all about the money.
Now, if someone from, let's say, I don't know, Seattle, Washington, was to want a shirt, how would one go about getting said All-Star Pro Wrestling t-shirt or decal?
You can either hit me up on Facebook. They'll all be at the show. You know, you can come to the show and get some. Hit us up on Twitter. You can get some there. So all you got to do is just make contact, and we'll make sure we get it to you.
All right. Well, Troy, is there anything else you want to add to this? Anything else you want to make sure the fans know before they head down to the fairgrounds on Saturday?
I pretty much got it all out there. Come see why we're the best show in town, and don't be fooled by imitators. So I thank you for letting me be on here, brother, and until next time.
All right. Best of luck Saturday. May your house be full, merchandise sell out, and nobody get hurt. And we'll talk to you later.